Welcome back to the podcast and to the Letters Across Time. The energy of this week is reminding you that you are your highest altar. This week's frequency is deep, tender, and profoundly transformative. You're being guided by the energy of Ah, the energy of Armadillo, the keeper of sacred alchemy and the living altar within. Ah asks you to remember, you are not a vessel to be filled. You are the vessel itself. You are holy, you are whole and radiant as you are now. This is the energy of inner authority, of self-reverence, and divine homecoming. Rather than searching for sanctity in rituals or shrines, this week's energy invites you to recognize the altar that lives in your bones, in your breath, in your daily gestures of self-care. Your body, your heart, your home, all of it is consecrated ground. This is a week to ask yourself, how can I treat myself with the reverence I deserve for the divine? Where do I minimize my own presence, my own worth? What acts of self-love feel like holy offerings in my everyday life? Let this be a week of gentle honors, lighting a candle for your presence, or speaking your needs as sacred truths, letting your body speak in movement, in rest, in nourishment. Stand tall in your sovereignty. Let's learn from Armadillo's wisdom, which shows us that abundance begins when we claim the sacred in our own being. Because when you stop seeking holiness outside yourself, you awaken the altar inside you. The letter this week is a sacred invitation to the part of you that's been yearning for home, not a place, but presence, the version of you who has forgotten that she is already sacred. This week, under the energy of Ah, the altar, the armadillo, the anchor, you are being called back to yourself, to the sanctuary that lives within your own bones, to the quiet authority of your breath, to the truth that you are not seeking the divine, that you are the divine. This letter is a remembrance that you are not broken, you are not behind, you are not too much or too little. You are holy ground in motion. As you read or hear this letter, let it be a mirror. Let it awaken the knowing that your body, your home, your rhythms, they are all sacred. This is not about adding more to your healing journey. It's about seeing the sacred in what's already here. Let yourself root into this knowing, into your body, not as a concept, but as lived wisdom, because your return to yourself deserves to be witnessed. It deserves to be nourished and held. Let's move on to the letter.